Almsgiving. Almsgiving is about recognizing the mercy of God. How desperately we are in need of mercy. And as we've received that mercy from God, pouring out that mercy on others. It's about love and charity. And so we recognize how we then need to act in mercy. Now, the church has looked at the scriptures and said that we have 14 different works of mercy. We have the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy. And in case you didn't know what those works of mercy are and you can't name them and rattle them off because it's been too long since catechism, then you can go back onto the internet, onto our website, and follow back in the past bulletins because I've been writing about the works of mercy since sometime in December. In any case, the corporal works of mercy are feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the prisoners, visit the sick, bury the dead. These seven ways where we reach out to help people in their bodily needs. These ways where we recognize the mercy God has given us and the generosity He has given us. And then we become not the end, but a conduit through which it flows. What do I mean? If you go to the Holy Land, it's a beautiful thing. If you go up to the Sea of Galilee, it's a beautiful, beautiful lake, rather large sea, where in flows the Jordan and out flows the Jordan. But then you follow down the Jordan River, and where do you get? You get to the Dead Sea. Why is the Dead Sea dead? Dead Sea is dead because the water just flows in and all the silt and everything else builds up and it has nowhere else to go. And because of that high concentration, nothing can live in the Dead Sea. It's the same water that's coming down the Jordan that went into the Sea of Galilee, but it has nowhere else to go. What happens if we only receive the generosity and mercy of God is we become dead if it doesn't then flow out of us, reaching out to others. How can we do this? Well, we have the rice bowls every year at Lent. We have the rice bowls, we have them at the entrances. You can take them home, drop your change in that. That goes to help Catholic Relief Services throughout the world. We have the different food pantries here in Pelham. There's Cor Unum meal service in Lawrence to reach out to help the homeless shelters or support them. Maybe visit nursing homes. There are different ways that we can reach out to those in need. Even attending a funeral of someone that's a co-worker or a family member or a friend, reaching out to those who are most grieved. That's a work of mercy, where we help people in their time of need. And so we reach out in almsgiving so that we don't become dead on the inside, but we pass on the mercies of God. Fasting, almsgiving, and then prayer. Now, with prayer, a lot of times we get confused as to what prayer is. A lot of times we think it's saying prayers, doing prayers. I'm going to tell you a little bit about something that Pope Benedict XVI called prayer. He said, prayer, the fathers of the church tell us, is nothing but becoming a longing for God. Prayer is becoming a longing for God. Do we long for Him? Do we long for God? That's what we were talking about with the fasting piece. And prayer then is where we become that longing for God and allow Him then to fill us. Pope Benedict XVI says in another place, when a Christian prays, he is seeking nuptial union with the Lord. God wants relationship with us. But He needs us to enter into silence so that we can hear His whispers of love. Because lovers don't shout. Lovers whisper sweet nothings into the other's ears. And that's how God speaks to us, in the silence. We need to create that space where we can spend time with God, allowing Him to speak to us, to call us into communion, where we can allow Him to make us a longing for Him, because He first longs for us. The spiritual works of mercy speak about this, where it talks about praying for the living and the dead. As an aside, the other spiritual works of mercy are teaching the ignorant, correcting sinners, counseling those in doubt, consoling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly. But so as we look to the spiritual work of mercy of praying for the living and the dead, it's not just about saying somebody's name before Almighty God, but it's about whispering into God's ear and trusting that He loves us so much, He hears every prayer that we utter. And you know, the most powerful prayer there is, we're doing right now in the Mass. Do you realize that? Because with all of our prayer individually, it's us praying to God. In the Mass, it's Jesus, the Son, praying to the Father. And so it's God praying to God, and we participate. And so when we pray in the Mass, now we're lifting up the infinite prayer, the perfect prayer, the ultimate prayer, because it's not our prayer alone, it is Almighty God's prayer. Jesus, the Son of God, to the Father. And this is why God says over and over and over again, come, come, share in my love, come to Mass. Now I encourage you throughout this Lenten season to take up, if you're not coming to Mass regularly, take up the challenge to come and to spend time with God in the Mass, to hear His Word, to receive His body, His blood. If you are coming to Mass regularly and you have a regular spiritual life, a regular prayer life, where you reach out to God, think about the ways that you can continue to build. None of us can say, we're there. We have no further to go. Not until we get to the kingdom. We can all grow in relationship. Maybe it's spending a little bit more time in prayer. Maybe it's looking at our prayer and saying, how can I make this more relationship and less just doing prayers? Maybe it's reaching out in prayer with the family. I don't know. Each of you are in a different place. You know where you need to improve. I know where I need to improve. Take this opportunity in Lent to grow closer to God with fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. And I tell you, when we hit Easter, the grace of God will help us to rise with Him.